Adelaide Crows are, well, looking forward to a big year as well, David. They've had a fine year, although a tragic one last year, but the on-field performance was extraordinary given all the events, making it through to the second week of the finals. Don Pike takes over as senior coach with the Crows in his first senior coaching role at AFL level, joins us here this morning. Morning, Don.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are we doing?
I'm well. How's your pre-season been? You know, all new territory for you as well, in a sense.
Yeah, it has been, and we've had a really good pre-season to date. I mean, I think you talk to everyone at this time of the year, and everyone's flying and looking forward to the start of the year, and we're no different. Our guys came back from their break both physically and mentally really refreshed, and have embraced everything that we've sort of thrown at them, and are now in that phase where playing opposition is what they're looking forward to.
How's the injury list looking, Don?
Pretty healthy at the moment, David. We've probably only got the two guys in Ricky Henderson. Three guys: Ricky Henderson, Otten, and Yench, who are just coming off some injuries and a bit of pre-Christmas surgery. But the rest of the guys have had pretty good continuity and been able to get through a fair volume of training, which, as you know, sets you up for the best possible chance of having a good season.
You've been disappointed with Troy Mitchell, who came from Carlton, and we're reading in the paper today in The Age that he hasn't been able to step up to be in the midfield group when it comes to the running load there. Given he's a new player at the club trying to make an impression, should he have been in better condition?
Oh, it's a difficult one for Troy. I mean, look, it's something we're working on with Troy to sort of, for him to become the player he wants to be. We've identified that as an area that he needs to make some improvement in. But he didn't really have a full pre-season in his time at Carlton, and therefore, you know, when he came to us, he wasn't at a level that we would want, but we're working with him on that, and yeah, he's a unique talent. If we can just maybe improve that area, we think he can become a real player for us.
Don, the captaincy last year was a real revelation, I think, for Adelaide, considering the year that they had. Tex Walker was outstanding and probably grew into the role. He from afar, and we don't get to know exactly what's happening inside the club, but I think from afar, he was just outstanding. Is that how the club saw it, and is that how the club are going to see it again this year?
Yeah, look, Tex will remain captain this season, and we're in the process of just finalising the leadership group, so watch this space for something shortly in that area. And look, you know, in really difficult times, one thing which impressed me from an outside viewpoint was not only with Tex and his leadership, but our squad in general was their ability and their resilience around that difficult time last year. And yeah, that's what leadership's about, and for him and the other guys in the leadership group, I think they showed that in spades and were able to keep the team performing to a level that allowed them to make finals and win a final. So, yeah, I think this time last year, people were sort of scratching their head a little bit when he was appointed. I'm getting to know him as we go through, and yeah, he's a young leader who's emerging, and he's got a really strong presence in the group, which is great.
Can I ask you about the loss of Patrick Dangerfield? You never got to coach him because he left before you came, but he was best and fairest last year and has been, you know, the club's most consistent and brilliant player for the last 6 to 7 years. So how much of a hole is that going to leave in your midfield group, and how do you go about trying to, you know, to find the resources to cover it, particularly as you made the finals last year and you want to improve on that?
Yeah, look, it's a loss of a player like that is, you know, has some downside, but I think it also provides great opportunity. We've got a depth of player that, to be honest, are licking their lips about the opportunity that presents with a gap opening. You know, I speak of guys like Lyons and Grigg who are looking to lock down a regular midfield spot. Matt Crouch came on the scene last year. Cam Ellis-Yellman had some really good form in the early part of last year and wants to consolidate. Brad Crouch returning from a you know, foot injury from last year, along with, you know, guys like Sloaney, Scott Thompson and Richie Douglas, who proven performers in there. So, look, we're pretty comfortable. We've got the depth in that area, and it's a great opportunity for those guys to grab a regular spot.
Just talking about Patrick Dangerfield, Dean Gore was linked with the move and came to the Adelaide Crows. Where's he at?
Yeah, he's another one in that list of guys. He's a second-year player. Had a really sort of a bit of a disjointed year at Geelong last year, but performed really well in their fairest and best. And He's a pleasure to coach, Dean. He rocks in every day. He laps up the work. He loves it. He's always keen to learn. And history tells me those sorts of guys find a way to push their way into the game. So he's another one in that battle for a spot in the midfield.
Brad Crouch, Don. Gee, the Adelaide fans want to see this kid get right. How's he travelling?
He's gone really well. We had an intra-club last Friday, and he played pretty well in that. He's pulled up a little bit sore, so we'll just monitor how he goes this week.
Is that with his foot, Don?
No, his foot's fine. I think it's more just his adaptation back to to playing. We've been really patient with Brad and his build-up, and if you know Brad, you know he's a bit of a bull-at-the-gate type guy, so we've had to just ease him back a little bit, but maybe he went a little bit overs in the intra club last week, so he's we'll see how he pulls up this week, whether he comes up for NAB 1 or whether we take the safe approach for him to make sure he's ready to go. But he's been fantastic since day one in his return and his approach and stuff, and hopefully this soreness, we get over it and we're on our way.
Don Pike, the coach of the Adelaide Crows, with us here on Breakfast with Frank and Oxen, 11:16 SEN at 16-9. Paul Seedsman's come across. Collingwood fans, you know, they're impressed by that young man's ability. He hasn't had a pre-season game in the last 3 years at his time at Collingwood. He's just had struggle to get through those pre-seasons. How's he gone with this one?
He's been really good. He had a little bit of issue up front, and I'm talking sort of late November time frame. But he has missed a beat since probably the middle of December, and that, again, has given him some really good training volume. And I know in talking to Paul, he was sort of had that interrupted run into the season for the last 2 or 3 years. So he's in good touch. He's fit. He's healthy. And I'd suggest he's going to break his drought with not playing NAB Cup games. He'll get a run for us this weekend, I'd expect.
Don, are you experimenting at all with the game plan? Are you going to take it a long way from where it was last year?
Look, I don't think we'd say a long way. I think we're tweaking things around, obviously, you know, some changes I'll bring to how we play. As I've said a number of times, it's a pretty unique situation to take over a side that finished in the finals and won a final last year. So I was really mindful coming in that, you know, we're doing a lot of things well, and there's some areas we need to improve on. So we've tried to address those areas, and as we continually search for improvement on the way through. So minor tweaks, and again, those things, you know, how quickly we bed them down, time will tell. But we're making really good progress, and I'm confident we'll hit round one ready to go.
All clubs are looking for a little bit of an edge on their rookie list to see if they can find players from outside the usual circuit. You've got two at the moment. Hugh Greenwood, who was an impressive basketballer, played college basketball in the States, and Alex Keith, who played state cricket for Victoria and was on the Gold Coast list, I think, as under 17 pick. How are they both tracking, and is there any chance that they could play footy this year for you?
Look, there's always a chance. You know, if you're on the list, it's a good start. So both those boys haven't played football, I believe, for nearly 7 years. So they're coming from a way back. Hugh's been in training now for the whole time, and for him, it's just going to be about, you know, getting back out and playing. So we'll see how he probably progresses through the sample at early days. Alex is a bit of an interesting one because he's still making hundreds for the SA2. So he's sort of juggling both at the moment. Which we're trying to manage his load, but we've seen some stuff in him which we're really excited to see what he can bring come the start of the season. But at the moment, he's still sort of got he's got 1 foot in the cricket camp, and he's doing a little bit of work with us. So
God, he's like a dinosaur from a previous era, playing both sports.
He is. He's probably going back to the Craig Bradley days of managing both. If he turns out he's half as good a player as Craig Bradley, we'd be happy.
Cool.
About that.
He's doing okay.
Look, he moves well. He's obviously got a feel for the game, even though he hasn't played it at the moment. We're just trying to manage his loads to make sure he doesn't, you know, he's not training 7 days a week for both sports. And but again, we're keen if we can get a look at him for 15 odd games this year. We'll see what he's got, and hopefully he makes that decision to swing over to footy full time.
Good to talk to you, Don, and good luck with the year ahead.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Don Pike, coach of the Adelaide Crows, who have big expectations for 2016.
Yeah, they've got some shoes to fill, but they're always hard to beat at home, and they're always competitive. So no, they'll be thereabouts again.